Good morning, America. This is Wayne Ahart speaking for the Old Glory Network podcast. Thank you for tuning in for another message of common sense values designed to make Old Glory great again. I want to begin today's message with something I wrote back in 2005 that I entitled America, a Self-Interest System of Commerce That Benefits All. You know, individually, there will always be a fair number of people who will work to benefit other people. Hats off to those who are willing to share their time and resources to improve the lives of others. Now, these people provide a valuable service to society and should be encouraged and honored. However, you cannot design an economic system whereby you depend on society as a whole to work to benefit others. In reality, the economic system or grand plan underpinning communism and socialism is such a theory. Now, these have failed miserably everywhere they've been tried. In fact, all communist countries have found it necessary to have a very strong military to prop up their economic system. Well, the military was not needed to protect and defend its citizens, but used against its citizens to make them work and obey the government. The citizens caught on very quickly that they were not working for their own benefit, but for the dictator. Now, the only economic system that can possibly succeed and prosper over the long haul is one where every citizen has the freedom and indeed is encouraged to work for his own self-interest. Whenever masses of people are working to better themselves, you get much greater productivity, vastly improved quality, entrepreneurial planning, and self-motivation. Armies are not needed to get people to work to improve their own lives. A system that grants individuals the freedom to work for their own self-interest liberates the spirit and unleashes self-pride of achievement. Now look what has happened to America in a little over 200 years since landing on a barren and barbaric shore. The founding fathers chose a path of laws and freedom. Freedom to own property. Freedom to worship in the religion of your choice. Freedom of speech. Freedom of the press. Freedom to bear arms against all enemies, including and especially our own government, if and when needed and wisely. Freedom of commerce. Now, freedom of commerce, now identified as and commonly known as the free enterprise system, is a self-interest system whereby all Americans have the right to work for their own benefit. This self-interest system has created such an explosion of growth, inventions, and efficiency improvements that Americans in 200 plus years have surpassed all economies in every country since the beginning of time. Now, if you were led to believe as a result of this achievement that Americans were smarter than all the rest of the people in all of the countries since the beginning of time, you would be wrong. It's the system, stupid. It's freedom and the right to work for one's own benefit. Obviously, all Americans or our founding fathers all came from other countries. arriving on the shores of what would become known as America. That did not instantly make them smarter. The system of government they chose, seeking freedom, made them more productive. Now, who in their right mind would want to change this system? Believe it or not, there are those who want to kill the goose that laid this golden egg. Many in and out of our government are working feverishly to create a socialist society. They are working for socialism in commerce, socialism in property ownership and our system of laws. Socialism, ladies and gentlemen, will choke the goose until dead. What we have achieved in 200 years can be destroyed in 25 merely by allowing special interest groups to alter our cherished freedoms. Just enough. They just have to alter it just enough to kill our incentive to keep doing what we've done for 200 years. It is unlikely that we will lose our freedom at the point of a bayonet or enemy bullets. All it will take is the dismantling and destruction of our economy. Now, the likely tools to be used are as follows. Number one, excessive taxation. That's what I call incentive killer number one. Number two, excessive regulations. That's incentive killer number two. Number three, excessive lawsuits. The fear and the costs of lawsuits will alter the course of new projects, new developments, new businesses, and will negatively affect employment, inventions, and creativity. Number four, the environmental movement. It has long since surpassed legitimate environmental concerns and is now a political power base intent on stopping all progress. Number five, the animal rights movement. Well, just see what I said about number four and double up, because they both do the same things to us. Number six, the attack on Christianity. The goal behind the attack on Christianity is to undermine the morality of the country. Approximately 85% of Americans, about 85%, their religious preference is Christian. The very foundation of the Christian religion is driven by morality. So if you can destroy the foundation of morality, there is nothing left to defend. And number seven is political correctness. Americans, you are about to find out just how smart they really are. Wayne Ahart, December 15th, 2005. Now, before we sign off, we want to remind you that if you are a conservative, then you will want to listen to the Old Glory Network podcast. But if you are not a conservative, then you need to listen. Call your friends and relatives and encourage them to listen. If you loved America the way I do, then help us keep it. You can order Kevin Dale Ahart's music on iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, and Amazon. Now, if you wish to order his CD called Cowboy's Revenge, man, that's a good one. Well, you just email Wayne Ahart at weahart@gmail.com. Now, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. There's no cost to you. And leave a 5-star review. Oh, man, I would appreciate that. Visit our website also at oldglorynetwork.com. And happy trails till we meet again next week.